Well, I mean, this is all this town is talking about right now. We did have a glimpse of the future husband and the future king today. Prince Harry and Prince William ventured out of Windsor Castle to shake some of the hands of the many admirers who have congregated outside the castle. They didn't shake as many hands as I guess the visitors here had wanted, but they got a glimpse and they applauded them. They cheered the two princes as they came out, and it was a nice respite and a nice diversion. I think the princes were out for maybe 15 minutes or so shaking hands. When they went back into the castle, they waved goodbye. It was a nice sight.
Has there been much comment on the fact that Prince Charles is going to walk the bride partway down the aisle?
Yeah, I mean, I think people feel it's a good choice. I think of maybe a bit of a surprise. I think most people thought it would be Meghan Markle's mother who would walk her down the aisle. That was the, I think, the popular and the betting favorite. They bet on everything here. But Prince Charles was certainly one of those being mentioned if it wasn't the mother. The other idea was to maybe have Prince William escort her down the aisle, or maybe just have her walk by herself. Now, she will briefly be unescorted. It's sort of a combination situation where midway through the walk down the aisle, Prince Charles will join her. She will actually begin the march down the aisle unescorted. And according to my royal experts who I'm consulting all the time, that has never happened before. So another tradition being broken here because she marches down the aisle briefly unescorted.
And Sir Elton John, he's going to be at the church celebration or afterwards?
Well, we don't have an official guest list right now. We believe he will be attending the service, and then we believe he will be performing. There are two receptions, one an afternoon reception, and then more of a lively evening reception. We think he will perform at the lively evening reception. Of course, he has a long relationship with the royal family, especially this part of the royal family. If you remember the very sad and memorable funeral for Princess Diana, he actually sang a version of his song Candle in the Wind for Princess Diana. So he was very, very close to this part of the royal family, very close to Princess Diana, the mother of Prince Harry.
Anything else I haven't asked since it's just hours away now?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting tomorrow. I guess lots of the people who watch for the fashion industry want to know what dress Meghan Markle will wear, who will be the designer. Lots of attention being focused on Prince Harry. Will he wear a military uniform or will he wear a suit? I have been told, again, by my royal experts who so far have been all correct, that if he wears a military uniform, he would normally be required to shave off his beard. That's why they think he will wear a suit. So we'll see.
Interesting twist there. I read in one of the British tabloids that for whatever reason, the bride would have more modest, not as expensive dress than Kate.
Well, Kate is going to be queen one day if everything goes as planned. This is not a couple that's going to be king and queen. There will always be a prince and princess. So things are, by nature, a bit lower, toned down a bit more than the wedding that we had for William and Kate. I'll tell you one other thing. You know, all the stores here in Windsor getting involved in all of this. Marks and Spencer, if you know, it's a big store here. The sign in the Marks and Spencer store here in Windsor, it's now called Markle and Sparkle.
All right, love it. Thank you, Steve.
Take care, Alan. Have a good weekend.
You too, CBS's Steve Fetterman, live for WDEL from Windsor, England.